This is Rick 8 Chad Mobile.
Good morning, KE8RUH.
Morning, how are you doing?
Pretty good. Just making my way into the office.
Making my way home, another 12. They added another one for Saturday. I gotta stay over Saturday.
Sounds like overtime.
Yeah, I can use it. I took this car in and $1,100 later I got new brakes.
Yeah, I gotta get my car in soon too and probably cost about the same amount. Just gotta get the just rolled 90,000 miles yesterday. So gotta get a couple things done for general maintenance.
Oh, okay, that's pretty good. Yeah, my last car I got 88,000 and I had to get new brakes put on.
That's not bad. But that's what happens when you drive mostly expressway. I think you probably drive a lot of expressway, it sounds like. Because I'm right there with you. I probably am getting close to needing them, but don't need them yet. I missed that one. You were in the mud.
Oh, okay. KG8 said, kind of half and half, half freeway and half single lane road.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Probably not a lot of street lights there, but that's good. 88,000 miles.
Hey, do you have this open spot?
No, I don't have an open spot. I've been looking at getting one, but haven't pulled the trigger on one yet.
Do it! Do it!
Good morning, Sean.
Open spot 4, and I'm trying to figure out how to set it up and stuff.
Ah, okay. Unfortunately, I can't help you. I heard Sean in there. I'll throw it over to you. I'm going to hop out and pump some gas real quick, and then I'll be back in.
All right. Good morning. Seeing a few. And, Jerry, you said you got an open spot 4. I've got one of those. They're pretty easy to set up. You got to use the phone app, though.
And I put in the info on the back of the thing. I forget the UPC or whatever, that UP something or another code, and I don't know, I wouldn't accept it.
Your phone is on the same LAN as the open spot, correct? Well, you start off by putting it in pairing mode, and then what you do is you connect your phone to it, and then, it acts as a Wi-Fi hotspot, and then your phone connects to it, and then you can manage it onto your local area network. Then once you're on your local area network, it'll pop up in the app, and you can pick it, as long as your phone's on the same local area network. So, but you got to start off with that, with the Wi-Fi router function of it and connect to it directly for the initial contact.
Okay, so Bluetooth to it?
No, I think it's all Wi-Fi. You put it in, I think you press and hold one of the buttons, I forget which one it is. Not the on-off button, there's a Wi-Fi button. I think you press and hold it and it starts flashing, and then you'll see the open spot in your devices list, Wi-Fi, not devices, but the Wi-Fi networks. And then you can connect your phone to that, and then you can run the app. You'll be able to find it.
All right, yeah, I'll try that. Anyway, yeah, I printed out the manual, and I just got it yesterday. Yeah, how's my signal? Pretty good.
I got a lot of noise in the cab here, road noise, the blower motor's running full blast, and I think you got a little fry in there with you, but from the time you asked me, the time I got the speaker up enough to critique, can't be sure, but it sounds like maybe a little fry in there with you.
Okay, because I bought a new antenna. I bought a Thomas, was it 790, the 62-inch model.
All right, I listened much closer that time, and not really fry, just a little popcorn, you know, kind of light in the background. It's a very good copy. The audio might be a little high. I might have mistaked cabin noise for fry. Like I said, I don't have the most ideal listening conditions here.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I decided I'd get the big antenna again. I don't think it'll ever come off of this car. I got a tri-magnet on the roof. It's just not the single. It's three of them.
The Comet Menage a Trois.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, the last, I had one once before, and a truck sucked it off my car.
Oh, that doesn't match my last comment. Anthony?
Oh, boy. Well, it looks like in the 10-day, we're having a little warm-up. I saw maybe even 2 days above freezing.
Oh, hot diggity. When's that supposed to be coming?
I think tomorrow's the first one.
Well, we won't know how to act. So, above freezing. Woo-hoo, I don't think we've seen north side of 30 in weeks. I can't remember it being over 30.
At least it's a double digits today, 14 in my car.
Yeah, I'm at 12 in my car, but my phone app is saying 7, which is interesting. And yes, tomorrow, 33 degrees. That's a whole 3 degrees above 30. It's going to be like a party.
Yeah, I wonder how we're going to act. Yeah, I'm going to be out and about for breakfast. And then we'll have to see how that all goes. And I think the ARPSC breakfast is Sunday, right? And then the regular breakfast is as usual Saturday. If I'm not mistaken, I'll have to double-check my calendar. So we'll be making that. Be running around probably in a hoodie or something. I'll tell you, though, you know, as I look at the median here on 16-mile road and the shoulder and all that stuff, these are the kind of winters I remember all through my youth. You know, it would be snow-covered from sometime in December till pretty near March. And, you know, the streets would be like this. You know, they'd get cleaned off, but the snow remained on the sides and on the medians and things like that for and on the lawn all winter long. I don't remember one like this in decades.
Yep, I think you're right on the breakfast. It is Sunday, and I agree with you. The last time there was a winter like this, it was the winter of 2013, 2014, I believe it was, and it was super cold. I think the schools had 9 or 10 snow days. It was bad, and the snow just kept piling up. I remember taking the garbage out and having to lift it up onto the snowbank.
Did we lose Jerry?
I'm stuck in the viaduct.
What? All right. You and your happy car there. Get through the viaduct. So, yeah, I wouldn't have even put it that recent. I guess I don't remember. I do remember one winter where we got hammered with snow, but it was pretty short. You know, I think it was a late one, too. I think it was like one of them early March bamboozles. I don't know. Maybe it was in February, but I don't remember it being just this persistent, you know, just sticking around. But it could be. You know, I'm not recalling all that well. I remember the first warm one as a when I was growing up, it was always cold and snow from as long as all winter long. And it was about 81, 82. And I was with a business partner, and we bought these jackets for our newly formed company. We had plans to take over the world, and I remember we were wearing them. We went to the bar, and it was the middle of winter, and we were laughing about how we could wear these jackets. You know, like we hadn't seen a winter. That was crazy that we could wear these lighter jackets in the winter. It was the first time consciously I remember there being a mild winter. It was about 81, 82, somewhere right in that area.
Last winter wasn't too bad.
Yeah, we've had a lot of mild winters. This is one of the few that, in recent history, that it has snowed and the snow has just been there and just continued to pile on.
There you have it. So, Anthony, I did a little bit more checking on that whole duty to retreat thing in Castle, and I can't find anything, nothing at all that would indicate there's been a change. And they may be sneaky, and they may be trying to not make a big thing. So there's no way it doesn't appear anywhere, you know. And so I seriously question whether, you know, I'd like some clarification on the law and the right to retreat and all that stuff, or right to stand your ground and obligation to retreat. But probably a good time to get a refresher on the current state of affairs here in the state. But I see nothing to indicate there was any legislative or change in any way. It was, what year was it? It was quite a ways back where they opened it up. And there's really been no movement on that particular, on the stand your ground since implemented. It's been quite a while now. So, anywho, it's had me searching.
You know, it makes sense that somebody on the internet would be fear-mongering that. And if you can't find anything, there's a low probability that anything changed. Legally they have to post it. No matter how good they are at sneaking it into a bill or whatever, it would have to be posted somewhere. You would definitely be able to find it. But hey, I just pulled into the driveway here. I'm going to park and go into the building. So I will catch up with you guys later. Try to get on the radio tomorrow morning, and I think at some point, Sean, I'm running over to see Dakota tomorrow, maybe around lunchtime. If anything syncs up, I will let you know when I'm running over there. And if you're around for lunch, we'll see if we can make something happen. KERUH.
Yeah, let me know. I've got a duplexer I got to pick up from Dakota and get it tuned up get a back coop along with some equipment, so that might work out. All right, have fun.
7-3, KGH 8-7.
Yep. Anyhow, Jerry, 62 inches. Man, oh man. That's a long antennae. That's longer than a 6-meter whip.
Yeah, I looked around. That's the longest one they have. There's, a diamond has something similar, but not a lot of people offered it. And I got this from Ham Radio Outlet, so yeah, I went with that. You can't tweak it either. I read in the instructions, and basically just assemble it with the set screws and put it in the air.
Yeah, it's probably like one I had way back in the day. It probably has like three loads across its length. Some of them have a little like wire around them or something like that. You know, there's like a black insulator, and then there's a wire wind around the around it. But anyhow. You know, your gain comes at a cost, but you know, you gotta determine what you're doing. If you're way out in the hinterlands and you're trying to squish the donut and get something a long ways away, that works. But you get down on the expressway and you're in the city, and it tends to work against you. So I carry a gain antenna, not that high gain, but I carry a gain antenna. I normally run around with a quarter wave because I'm in the city where it's advantageous. And then I keep a longer range antenna for if I'm traveling.
So there's a bunch of activity in it. The Ann Arbor repeater, it's a 2-meter one. And they're always complaining about my signal. So I figured I'd try this. And if this doesn't work, I found a dual band.
Somebody else in there this morning? I'm here just running late. Just jumped in the truck. NAPDF. Good morning, Dakota. But, that'll probably help you for that. So, also, it starts to get hilly as you start to get out toward Ann Arbor. So, yeah, you could be battling that as well. There's almost nothing can help you with that.
It was double digits when I left Dearborn. It was like 14. Now I'm getting into my subdivision and it's 6. And it's dipped down to 4.
Well, you left the city. I've been a steady 12 my whole drive. So I'm making my last couple of miles here. So Dakota, what's got you cooking? You little running behind, or what's up?
Just didn't want to get out of bed, really. Looked at my watch at like 6:31. I was like, oh, probably get out of bed now. And jumped in the shower, got ready, ran out the door. So I'll be, I don't know, I'm not even that late. I'm like 10 minutes, 15 minutes behind schedule.
I didn't have that. I had that kind of luxury yesterday. There wasn't anybody I had to relieve at the ICAP building.
Yep, I'll tell you what. When it's this cold and dark, it's not, it doesn't matter. It's not easy to get up. You just say, I just want to sit here warm and in the dark. Wait for the daylight to rescue me. Ah, well, what are you going to do? I was actually up a little early today. I've got eyes on my coffee stop, and it's not even 7 o'clock, so a little bit ahead of schedule over here.
Jay, go ahead and grab him and run to the gas station, NADVS.
Okay, hey, I got that open spot, and hey, I wanted to comment on that. I guess they offer a spare battery, but you have to order that separately, I found out. It kind of, they're their website kind of hung up by checking out.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about that. I got mine used secondhand, and I never really researched it. It is the latest, the 4 Plus or whatever, the you know, the latest, greatest one. Still, it works great. I mean, it's very very decent piece of kit. And but I just don't use it all that often. It's I'm not really on digital all that much. And I have a clear node, All-Star node, that has the, it's kind of, sort of, the best of both worlds. You're not really getting digital, but it allows you to do digital. So I can have that, and I can do All-Star, plus I can do digital modes via its interface. So I kind of like that. I kind of tend to grab that if I'm traveling because it gives me everything I might need. And then I don't end up needing anything because I listen to NPR all the way to where I'm going. All right, I'm back.
Yeah, so that was my dilemma. I tried ordering it, and my transaction got hung up. And they said, we have to order the battery separately, so I deleted it. And it sailed through, and I got it in about 3 days. KTHX.
How do you get into that thing? I guess I never really looked at it. How do you get into it to change the battery?
KFA-FSO.
Well, I only caught a syllable, Jerry, so you might be hitting the end of your rope there. Whatever, I'll look into it. It's not a big deal. There's an FSO, go ahead and then pass it to Dakota.
Thank you. I've just been listening. This is Chad, used to be KF8FDT. I got my general license, so they gave me a new number. I just wondered what the open spot was. Been listening to you talking here. And I don't know what it is, so I was just curious what it was.
The best digital hotspot you can get right now. Sean, they actually sell, I think I got context of what you guys are talking about. It's like just a clamshell, so if you take a coin where, I think, it's not where the charging port at, there's like a little slot on the bottom, you can pop the two pieces apart, and then the battery is just two-sided taped in there, and I think it's like a pH 2.0 plug, kind of like the Meshtastic stuff.
Yeah, okay, I was kind of wondering, because it seemed like it was there was no screws or any latches or anything. I got to order my coffee here. I'll be listening, but check me out for a minute or two. W8FU.
I'm going to check out. I'm at home. KTHZ. 3 degrees.
Very loud.
So what did you say your new call was? KF8FSO?
Well, I'm guessing if it's new, it's going to be a KF. So KF8, and then FSO. I don't know.
What's going on, Dakota? I'm not going to leave you hanging out here. KE8RUH.
Morning. Just late driving in. Are you in the office or at home? You sound like you're in a building.
I am on the phone and I am in the warehouse. So yeah, I'm at the office. Hey, I'm going to try to make it by and pick up those jackets tomorrow and drop off those radios that I was telling you about. So you can see if they're going to work for you. And I do have a phone that I think will work for you for hams over IP.
My man. All right. Yeah, I've been around with them in my truck all week. Well, they're in there. They're ready to go. And I did talk to Sean about those. The issue we would run into, for Simplex, I think it might be totally fine, which I might even try that out. For duplex, the duplexer you would need would be gigantic and have to be
All right, well, I'll get them over to you. You can play with them. You can always get them back to me, whatever. And I'm interested to understand why, if they're VHF, you'd need a different duplexer than if it was UHF. That's interesting.
I'm back.
So Sean explained that basically with a UHF pair, you've got a 5 megahertz offset, and with a VHF pair, you have a 0.6 megahertz offset, so you need way more isolation for it to work. And at least that's how I interpret it. But that's why I said for simplex mode, that VHF radio would be killer, and as a duplexer, it would just have to have a giant, or a duplex node, it would have to have a giant duplexer.
Got ya. That makes sense. Over to you, Sean.
Right, but also the fact that VHF is, they're tuned filters, and so they're frequency dependent. And, you know, as you know, you've seen a quarter wave on VHF, right? It's, you know, 18 inches or so. And, you know, on UHF, it's a third of that, right? Because it's about a multiple of three by design. So, you know, the cavities are going to be three times larger, just like, you know, your quarter wave antenna is three times longer. You know, so the cavities, everything else the same, the cavities have to be physically larger because of the frequency you're operating at. Then add to that the fact that the split's smaller. You know, they just, VHF cavities generally span, you know, 2-3 foot tall, and, you know, they're 10 inches round, and now there are, I think, some mobile VHF duplexers. I don't know what they look like. I've never worked with them or done anything with them. All the work I've done with that kind of stuff has been in UHF.
So there you have it. Yeah, I did see the same duplexer that I ordered on Amazon for VHF, but I don't see it working very good. So I'm gonna run with what you know works. And if I have any issues with the duplex, I'll just set up a simplex VHF node.
Yeah, I've been keeping an eye out for thin clients. I haven't had much equipment come into inventory lately, but as soon as I see a thin client or something, I'll let you know and see if we can get something working, Dakota.
Sean must be getting his coffee.
Hey, Anthony.
Let me know what you get. Like I said, it doesn't have to be anything crazy, and I can throw Debbie in on it for you.
About
have it if you
cycling a bunch of old radios. You may have some insight into this. I'd like to touch base on.
Sean, Dakota, you guys doubled. I heard what Dakota was saying, and then Sean, you were saying, hey, you want some insight on something on the east side. So if you could go again.
Actually, e-cycling. I have to e-cycle a bunch of radios, and I wanted to talk to you about some concerns and options. Haven't been down this path in a while.
Oh, yeah, we can totally touch base on it. If you want, once you get in the office, just give me a call and we can talk about it, or we can try to catch up tomorrow. It's up to you. But, yeah, I'm around this morning after I have a 8:15 stand-up meeting that will be quick. So other than that, just give me a buzz and I'll be available and we can chat about it.
All right, let me get a handle on what we got going on, and then I'll give it to you. I don't know if it'd be, you know, necessarily has to be today or anything like that, but you know, if we're gonna hook up tomorrow, we can chat about it then. But all right, anyhow, I'm here. I just parked. Dakota, I don't know what your status is, but I'll be back on the radio shortly when I get inside. I'm going to run inside, though, right now and get situated. W8FU.
All right, Sean. Yeah, if you want to just give me a call whenever, but I can definitely point you in the direction so you know what to do going forward, or my opinion at minimum. We'll talk to you later. KE8RUH. Dakota, I'm in for like one or two more. I should probably get to it.
No, you're good, dude. I was actually going to ask you if you guys did that. I use a company called E-Cycle out of Farmington Hills. I've used them for years. They $50. They come, pick up everything I want, literally everything, almost like garbage. And then if I want COD, they give me COD on hard drives and devices. So I don't know who you guys use, but I've had good luck with them.
All right, yeah, I should look at those guys and see what they do. But all right, cool. Well, I will, I'll catch up with you at some point today or tomorrow morning. Maybe, I don't know what your schedule looks like tomorrow, but maybe we can, grab lunch and I can give you this radio gear. You can give me those jackets, or I can just swing by and hand them off. So we'll catch up soon though. KE8RUH.
Sounds good. I wish I knew what my schedule was going to be tomorrow too. So we'll play it by ear.
KEAWOJ, good morning, fellas.
Good morning, Rick.
How you doing, young man?
Running out of steam trying to make it to the finish line, but I'm getting there. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, but I'm already out of steam when I'm at the starting line. And it's getting old, eight for the meet.
I'm sure this weather doesn't help either. I typically, like, I've adapted to the winter and the cold, but, man, I just getting up in the dark and not going outside at all, I'm just kind of over it.
Well, let's see, I spent almost... morning so far.
You dropped a little bit on that one, what'd you say?
Sorry, I'm on the porch here with the AC. I've been out for about 2 hours so far this morning.
You got bibs on and everything, or what?
Yes. Excuse me, sort of. I got these winter clothes. They're sort of like sweatpants with a fox fur, that fake fur on the inside. I got two pairs of those on, and I got a bunch of same thing in hoodies there. I must have 10 pounds clothes on.
So you're like an Eskimo. That's the thing. It's okay to be outside in this. You just got to dress right. And when I go to the office, right, I jump in the truck 10 feet out of my garage door, and then I walk 50 feet to the office, so I throw on jeans and a hoodie, and then I wonder why I'm cold if I'm outside for more than 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly, and they're sort of like, I don't know how you describe it, they're sort of like camping slippers kind of thing, with big things, sort of like, remind me of the felt liners and felt packs kind of thing, and they got that fox fur on the inside. And I take those hot hands, the chemical hand warmers, and I put them down there in the toes. And then I've got a couple of electronic hand warmers that I keep handy.
So do you just get out to go hang out outside every day or go for a walk, or what are you doing out there?
No, I've been taking care of a feral cat for about a year and a half, and they started summer before last, showing up at 5 in the morning, and so we all got in the habit of, I got in the habit of being out there at 5 in the morning to feed them, and then 12 hours later, 5 in the evening, I go out there and feed them again, and I spend about an hour and a half, whatever I can stand, feeding them and keeping them company, and then trying to get them to, they'll jump out of the couch beside me there. We got this little gazebo outside, covered up by a tent, and so I'll get them all nice and comfortable laying beside me there, and then I bury them in fleece blankets so they don't freeze overnight.
sound like my parents. I get Snapchat videos from them all the time of these cats in their house that they were, a couple years ago, I guess, they were kittens, or there was a mom that had kittens at their house, and they started taking care of them, and now she's got, like, seven cats that run around her yard.
Yeah, that's kind of what happened. The mother here just all of a sudden decided to drop off her magic kittens at our back sliding glass door on the porch or the deck there in the back, and it took off. And so I started taking care of the kittens, but they all within about 2 weeks they all disappeared. They started wandering, and I don't know if the dog next door got them or foxes or coyotes or whatever. And only one kitten was smart enough to stay on the deck. He stayed right on the deck there. So he now lives with me down in the basement. And the mom, she learned that she got me trained anyway. So she hangs out here on the deck and stays right here as long as I keep her fed.
That seems to be cats in a nutshell. They're either really smart or really dumb, and it seems like you had a bunch of really dumb ones and two smart ones.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And, what was it, last year at the beginning, end of spring, beginning of summer, I caught the mom and had her fixed, so we don't have to worry about batches of kittens anymore, so it's kind of nice. We got two others in the house that we had the same way a female decided to build a nest over here in the garbage area around by the garage, and then she got hit by a car, so we ended up with those.
Oh, man, don't get me going on cats. You wouldn't believe the call I got last night from my son.
How many did he find? KGO, good morning, guys.
Now you get a call from him who goes, hey, my cat just had kittens. And I'm like, what are you talking about? They bought a cat, a male, from a rescue, and it came, you know, it was neutered. And then they got this new cat, it's a female, a little female they rescued. And they didn't, it's not a year old yet, and they were going to get it in around 6 months to get it fixed. But the place that they go to is scheduled way out. So he said, well, what's the big deal? They got one other cat in the house that's fixed, and that cat doesn't leave the house at all. No, they can wait. No, the cat they got from the rescue isn't fixed. I'm like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. So last night he's going, what do I do? And I'm like, don't worry, they'll figure it out.
Oh, that sounds like us. We got this kitten or a younger female cat from the barn that we used to be at. Brought her home and she was kind of chunky, and all of a sudden I found out, oh, yep, she's pregnant, and we had six kittens.
Well, that's really all I had. Yeah, I heard you guys talking cats. Don't let me interrupt. Go ahead, Dakota. Yes, over to Rick.
Parent for kittens and stuff, so she gave her a call and she came and picked them up and took care of them for a little while and found homes for them, so we got a little bit lucky.
I have one or two, I don't know if they're stray outdoor cats or what, running around out by me in the field. Catch on my doorbell every night, well, not every night, but quite often. But I haven't seen them in a bit ever since my dog, who's very geriatric, decides to go out and eat 15 times a night. So I think he kind of ran away after seeing him in the morning.
And it was our cat that had the kittens. She wasn't taking care of them, so we took them over to a vet, found out that she had one stuck, and they got that one out, and then we gave all the kittens away. They were vet techs that took them and nursed them on everything else like that. Because I couldn't have all the cats. Jeez. I think I had about eight at that time.
Tom, where are you off to today?
Mother, I had a big heart there and lived out in the country up by Leonard. And she took in everything she could find, and she ended up with 38 cats.
Oh, that's way too many. Two is enough. Three is tops. Dakota, I am going to Lapeer, then I'm going to go to my office in Auburn Hills, pick up a part, and I'm going to get out to downtown Grand Rapids, take care of that, and then Wyoming. Then I'm going to stop off at my son's house in Burton on the way home. All right, so how's this antenna working for me, guys? I put it back on this morning. I got rid of that O-ring on the magnet base, tightened it down. I got that same trim that Wally got.
You sound good. I'm still confused. Is that you said it's a BNC antenna. So is this a HD antenna that you're using mobile?
Negative. It's, what is it, a quad band, I think Wally said. You know, he sent the link in Discord, and I picked one up, but then I needed an NMO base. So I'm like, oh, that one looks nice. Decent price. So I bought it. When I got it, it's an NMO base, but it has the BNC connector. I didn't pay attention. So I bought a BNC to PL239, and that's how I have it connected to my radio. So technically, yeah, you know, it's an HT. BNC to a mobile PL239.
I'm an idiot. When you were explaining it to me yesterday, I kept thinking BNC was at the mag mount. My bad. It's on the cable side. Yeah, that makes sense. The one I'm using right now is exactly how mine's set up. Well, no, mine's the opposite. So my 2730 that's in the Armalock, it's got a BNC relocation bracket, so it comes out of the radio as a 259 to a TNC to a BNC, and then all of my mag mounts and antennas and crap I have to go from, because I have UHF connectors on all my antennas and mag mounts, it goes from PL259 into a BNC adapter, so I'm following you now, my bad.
Yeah, the BNC is on the cable side. It's an NMO for the antenna. So, it's working. That's what I wanted to find out. I mean, the return sounds a little staticky, but I don't know if that's just cold. Go ahead, Rick, if you're still out there. I didn't mean to jump over you.
Well, that's okay. I was just listening and using the break to get my hand warmers out and warm up my hands.
Oh, I got a set of those in my lunch bag. Rechargeable. Spider-Man hand warmers.
Yeah, they work great. Low, medium, and high, depending on whatever you need kind of thing. So far, they're supposed to last 8 hours. Apparently, it must be on low. Most I get out of them is about 4 hours.
Yeah, the high is really hot. I mean, these are pretty decent hand warmers. Co-worker bought a set and his died out. Mine were still going. So I lent him mine. But the high is, they get pretty toasty. So keeping them on low, they last a little bit longer.
Yeah, I can't use mine with bare hands either, especially medium and high. On low, if your hands are really cold, I can grab them, you know, bare-handed kind of thing. But other than that, you got gloves over them. I don't really like gloves. I used to get those, jersey gloves that were brown jersey on the outside with the red lining on the inside kind of thing. Get a bag of them for, I forgot it was $15. And those just disappeared. Now you get these same kind of bag, but it's a one-layer brown jersey, and it might keep the frostbite off you, but, man, they're cold.
Good gloves are so hard to find.
I know, TSC has some decent. They had cowhide and deer hide, but, you know, they're work gloves. But I don't think they could keep my hands warm, you know, with arthritis in both hands. So I got these ones, I forgot what they're called, corn or something like that. And I just need them for temporary use if I'm out there and I've got to move a couple things. Besides that, hand warmers in the pockets, or I sit in my truck and watch my coworker up on the lift.
Yeah, my circulation is real bad, so my fingers and toes get it right away. The rest of me is nice and toasty kind of thing, but no time at all. And I'm losing the feeling in my fingers and toes. And once my toes go, I spend pretty much the rest of the day in the house trying to warm them up again. So the blood don't flow down there.
Tom, those leather gloves are pretty much all I wear. I got a pair of... they're called Sitka Gunner. They're very well fitted, all leather hunting gloves, shooting gloves really. I wear those if I have to, because holding a gun in this temperature freaking hurts. And then I've got some Wells Lamont, just yellow leather work gloves, which are great, but there's no insulation. And then keep an eye out, Track Supply, man. I don't know. I think I told you I went and got new bib jacket gloves for like $190, because they had this random winter sale, and it was like an extra 20% off clearance if you're a Tractor Supply member. And long story short, I got these really nice leather and canvas gloves called, they're like ridge cut open cuffs, for like $16.
Yeah, I'll keep a watch out for them. All right, I got to jump here. I got to get a hold of my coworker. He's on the freeway. I got to find out where he's at. You guys stay safe, stay warm, take care of those cats, and I will chat at you soon. 73 on your final, KC8KGO.
73, Tom, have a good day. Be careful out there. We'll catch you later.
Later, Tom. Yeah, good time, and I'm about to pull in my parking lot here, too. So, Rick, I'll catch you later. Stay warm, and everyone have a good day. NADDM.
See you later, Dakota. Have a good one. We'll catch you later. Maybe on the way home, buying to sleep. T-E-W-O-J, I'll be clear.
Kilo Bravo 8, Whiskey Tango Alpha.
Into the office later than expected, dragging my feet this morning, thinking I might have an appointment in this area. I don't think that's going to happen this morning, so heading in.
Yeah, I'm just heading out to Cleveland. I got a doctor's appointment.
Okay, well, I hope it is. I hope it is just a routine checkup. And are you on the road? Are you local or are you remote?
No, I'm still just left the house. You can tell I'm local because of the single beep, and you're also on my machine. So if it's got the single beep, it's local. If it's double beep, it's remote.
Oh, I guess I never made the connection. I'll listen for that. I know on the Warren repeater, it's, I think it's a K, letter K if it's local, and then the opposite, the letter R if it's remote. Well, now I know.
Yeah, I used to have, like, do an L, like, for link. You know, And I said, you know what, it's too long, so I just went with double D. Anyways, I got a hit down there, just a follow-up for my neck surgery I had back in October. So, hopefully I won't have to have another one. I think nothing's gotten, everything seems to be getting better, so I'd probably just be a follow-up if I need it, I'm assuming.
Good. Yeah, like I said, hope everything is routine. Yeah, I was thinking about sending something to the Discord. Somebody listed an Icom PW1 amplifier up in Traverse City, local pickup only, but $1,500. You know, it looks like it's in great shape, or at least in good shape, and it has a serial number pretty close to the one that Sean has, that I have, and so I think it's probably the later generation that the remote switching head runs off the radio power, that you don't have to actually turn the amp on to get the antenna switch to go. Good price. If I needed an amp, I'd be tempted to drive up there and get it.
Yeah, that is good. I think my show number is like 0210, something like that. It's just in the low 200s. And it's got the jumper in there for having power all the time to do the switching and all that without turning it on.
Yeah, I think the one that was online was at 2600-something, and I think the one that I have is 2800-something, so I figured it was in that, probably that, 02 generation. I'm assuming that that's kind of when they increment the serial numbers. Revision or something. Technically, anyway. Yeah, I got on a couple of the CWTs, one last night for a full hour. Put it through its paces. Fun little camp.
Yeah, I'd love to have a PW2. Just out of my price range. They're so cute. Anyways. So, if you notice, I got an audio system I'm trying to get rid of for anybody who wants to come get it or take it. I don't know if you saw that on Discord.
I missed part of that. I was just getting at the edge of the repeater, so I switched over to one. I think you said something about an audio system on Discord. No, I did not notice that. I don't have any Discord alerts on, so I have to... I have to go in and look. I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's my old RC Dementius. I know you're looking at like cassette decks, and that's got a dual auto reversing cassette deck.
Oh yeah. No, this is kind of a novelty for me. I think it was just an inexpensive way to scratch an itch. And we'll see. I think I posted in the group. I had recorded an LP the other night and listened to it, and I was surprised. I was pleasantly surprised. And keep your expectations low, and it's not less likely to be disappointed, but it sounded pretty darn good. So, I mean, it didn't sound exactly like the record, of course, but yeah, wanted to put on some Oscar Peterson and chill out. Done well. Anyhow, we'll see how long this lasts. If I start going to second-hand shops and garage sales trying to find cassette tapes, then have me committed, please.
Yeah, sounds good. I decided I'm going to make a room in the basement, like a theater audio room. I'm going to get a bigger screen TV down there. I've got a surround sound Denon system I'm going to hook up and hook a turntable to it, and we'll try to make it a place to just go down there and chill and either watch some movies or listen to some music.
Very good. Yeah, my system is... Yeah, I don't know what happened. My system is just movie or just music oriented. So it's just a two channel stereo. No movies or anything like that. Got a AV receiver in the family room where the TV is. Like we don't watch a lot of movies, and anything that we're any movie we're all watching, you know, stereo sound is fine.
Yeah, it sounds nice though. I remember we used to have a surround sound. It'll help. Am I making okay? I'm on dot 6 now. I'm getting a lot of range in my other one. I'm getting kind of heading west, so I'm getting further away.
Yeah, there's a little crackling, but you're perfectly copyable.
Okay, so 75 watts can do. All right, well.
Mentioned if you're coming back today or if you're going to be there overnight, come back tomorrow. It's supposed to be yucky tomorrow. Your audio is just a little light, and so your audio sometimes it does not compete well with some static. If you've got some picket fencing or some noise in your signal, your audio level is not very competitive with it. That does make it kind of at that edge now.
Okay, well, I'll talk up a little more. I don't know if I was talking too softly or I might have to adjust the gain on this radio. How that sounds to the, going through my system.
Yeah, when you talk up, it's a little better. I would, if it's not inconvenient next time you have time, I'd see if there's a setting in there to bring it up just a little. It tends to sound a little light to my ears. Which is fine if you're full quieting, but when you start competing with some of the RF noise, it's hard to pull you through. Yeah, I think a good example of that is KCAKJO. You know, he travels all over the place, and he's sometimes he's real strong into his signal, strong into her peer. Sometimes he's kind of at the fringe edge, but his audio is really pretty strong most of the time. So even when he's crackly, you can hear his voice through. Anyway, just a thought. I'm gonna stop here in just a minute and get a coffee on the way into the office. The office coffee's not been very good lately. I think they changed vendors for the machine, and I'm not loving it.
This is my other video on YouTube. Not much power, but you can hear the audio comparatively.
Now, see, I think you had more noise on your signal when I was able to copy 100% of your voice. I think it was just a little bit more. Maybe it's just your soft-spoken nature.
All right, well, okay, when I get some time, I'll pick up that mic gain on the other radio, on the Kenwood. All right, catch you later, KBB, KPR.
Very good. Yeah, I didn't mean to get into a critique, but all right, well, I am coming up to Starbucks, so drive safe, and hope everything goes well. KPR, KBB.
KCAKJO. CHKJO.
NAWCB monitoring. And 9DLA. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. This is NAWCB Dave, Delta Alpha, Victor Echo in Sterling Heights. Didn't catch your call sign. How are you today?
Doing all right. This is Eric. I'm over in Ypsilanti, Michigan. Call is November 9, dead on arrival.
I got part of that. Say that again. Kilo Charlie, Kilo Juliet, Oscar.
N9DOA. N9DOA.
November 9, Delta Oscar Alpha. Got it.
What are you up to this afternoon?
In a Grand Rapids.
Wow, Sterling Heights to Grand Rapids, that's quite a distance, isn't it?
Well, I was at Auburn Hills. First I was in Lapeer this morning, then Auburn Hills. Now I'm heading to Grand Rapids and Wyoming, and then heading back home to Memphis.
Wow, you've got a lot of drive time ahead of you, don't you?
Oh yeah, lots of it. But hey, every minute I'm out is every dollar I make.
There you go, can't beat that. Well, I'm retired, so I'm just sitting around in my rocking chair listening to the radio.
Oh, I got a long time before I'm retired. Well, at least 10 years. And then we'll see how it goes after that 10 years.
Yeah, I just did retire at the end of the year, waiting for my first check.
Oh, that sounds just like fun.
Yeah, roger that. Of course, it's cold outside to do anything, so I need to get some antennas set up, but yeah, summer will soon be here.
How long have you been in Michigan?
Been up here for 8 years. Lived in Illinois my whole life and moved up here 8 years ago. The wife got a transfer of a job, so we're up here.
Oh, then you're familiar with the Michigan winters. Of course, Chicago ain't all that better either.
Yeah, this ain't any different than Illinois. I do like it a lot better up here.
Yeah, I've lived in Michigan all my life. Well, I left for like 3 years, went to California, and then got used to the warm weather, and then came back here in 89, and I'm still not used to the cold weather.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, never had a desire to be over in California.
Yeah, I figured you were from out of state with the November 9 street fix.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I got my license back in 82. Was grandfathered into my general when they took away the code. And then we moved up here, I think it was 2017 we moved up here.
Yeah, I used to live in Sterling Heights, 19 and Shaner area. And then got out of there, did a small residency in Romeo. And then my daughter graduated and moved out to Memphis. Been out there ever since.
Okay, roger that.
Love being in Memphis, nice and quiet. Go outside, you've got no traffic. You can hear the trains from the north and the south. You know, got the eagles flying over. So, it's just very pleasant. When it gets dark, it gets dark.
I'm out here in the country. I like where I'm at. Not super busy here. Can hear the train go by, but it's very rare that that actually happens.
Well, you said you were in Stilling Heights, so I'm trying to figure out where it's a little country-esque at. The only thing I could think of was like 17 in the Quinter.
No, I'm actually in Ypsilanti, Michigan. I thought somebody mentioned Sterling Heights on here earlier. Maybe you're a different person than who I started talking to.
Oh, maybe so. Oh, Ypsilanti, yep. Know that area quite well. That's one of my service districts. I'm just going out to Grand Rapids to help out the western side of the state, you know, for today. And I'll be back in the Detroit area tomorrow. Call sign Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar, KCAKJO. My name is Tom Tango Oscar Mike.
What was that again? Kilo Charlie 8, what?
I might be hitting the end of my string. It's Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar.
Okay. Yep, there you are. Yeah, his name here is Eric. November 9, Delta Oscar America, or as the wife would say, display of affection, as others would say, dead on arrival.
Gotcha, Eric. Well, if you're going to be out and about today, or, you know, relax back on your chair there, your retirement chair, I can meet you when I get into Grand Rapids, because I think I'm at the end of the string for the repeater. So I'll say 73 for right now. Talk soon, KCHJO.
Yeah, pleasure meeting you. You have safe travels there. I know you got a lot to do there, so you take care. Good talking to you. I think I'm going to grab me some lunch, and then I got to go feed the chickens. We'll say 73. Take care. In 90 Eau Claire.
K4ZYQ just wanted to say good afternoon.
Okay. Mobile and
I didn't catch a whole lot of that. You were kind of noisy.
Doubled with them. I think that mobile unit signed off. I come in there, Eric. Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec just wanted to say good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. Well, your voice sounds familiar.
Well, that's because we talked the other day, just a day or so ago. Joe, Juliet Oscar Echo, the guy with the attic antenna, KE4ZYQ.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. I was thinking it was you, Joe. Yeah, how are you today?
Well, now that the storm is over, and I don't mean weather-wise, but all the things I've been through in the last week or so, I've actually got food in the house after shopping yesterday. I'm sitting down. I got heat. I'm eating my lunch as we speak, meatball marinara-type lunch, and some Alka-Seltzer airborne water to get rid of the flu-type symptoms. But I'm doing pretty good, considering. How about yourself, Eric?
Doing pretty good, Joe. I'm just about ready to get me some lunch and feed the chickens, but I think I'll feed the chickens first, get that out of the way, and then I'll be done going outside, and then come in and I can enjoy my lunch and not have to worry about going out and doing anything more after that.
I can understand that. Well, I won't detain you a second longer. I just had to jump in while I had the opportunity to say hello, because I know I talked to you just the other day. Like you said, that voice sounds familiar, and I know your voice. You're the guy that everybody says, you sound like Conrad, and you keep saying, I would like to meet this guy and hear his voice. So there you go. 73 for now. Till next time, KE4ZYQ.
All righty, Joe. You take care there. Yeah, I'm starting to recognize people more by their voice than their calls, but since we don't have to say each other's calls anymore, just have to say our own, I don't really even bother with it anymore. So yeah, you have a great one there. Good talking to you again. I'm catching you on just about every repeater around. 73, take care. Hit 90, Eau Claire.
73KE4ZYQ, clear.
How are you today, guys? Good to hear from you there. It's been pretty quiet out here.
Yeah, I haven't heard your call before. You obviously came in after April of 22 because K-E-A-U-P-E is W-O-J, so I dare say that would have been maybe early 2024. I don't know. I like guessing when call signs are assigned sequentially. K-W-4-U.
Yeah, I think I'm coming up on my third year, so I think it was February of 3 I got my license there.
Yeah, I should have figured it would have been about a year. I miscalculated by a year. I was thinking early 24, but I'm still working around the fact that we're into 2026. Anyway, you're into the machine pretty well. A little bacon frying, but, you know, you were... Obviously operating through a repeater. Sounding good. Somebody else, I think, jumped in there. KW4U, stand down for a second. Okay, maybe not. So I just, ironically enough, I just woke up. Of course, I'm mountain time. But I didn't get up till about 11-ish. Well, I got up earlier to feed the dog because she will make a nuisance of herself if she doesn't get fed. Then I went right back to bed thinking, I'd give myself another half hour. Turned into more like almost 3 hours. But I'm retired. Don't have to worry about it. Didn't have too much pressing to do today. I should get the day started. Didn't get a name there, so when you come back to me, if and give it a call. I forget it already. W-O, I want to say W-O-Z, but like I said, brain, I haven't had all of my coffee yet. I have begun to sip on it. It hasn't taken hold. KW4U.
Well, I know exactly what you mean, and I'm retired myself, and I'm lucky if I know what day it is most of the time. Usually, unless I got an appointment somewhere, it really don't matter, you know what I mean? And I'm the same thing. I just got up from, I was supposed to kind of lay down to watch some movies, but I always fall asleep. I see about the first 10 minutes of the movies, and then I'm gone. But I come up here, I'm in Michigan here, and it's kind of cold. I'm sitting on the porch with my HT going through a repeater in Detroit, and I'm up in the Pontiac area. Probably, I guess the repeater's maybe 25 miles away.
Oh, you're hitting it okay there, you know. I just wanted to come back to you, see what was going on, and nothing more to report. And maybe try to help my wife look for some tax documents, otherwise I have to cancel for the Monday appointment. We don't have all our documentation. I think I got all mine. She didn't have all hers. All right, we'll be buying your final KW4U.
Okay, I sure appreciate you coming back, and you have yourself a great day, and I hope it's not too chilly where you're at there. It's pretty doggone cold over here. It's kind of like our own little Arctic. But anyway, have a good one, and I'll hopefully catch you again out here. Kilo Echo, Rick, by the way, Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Oscar Juliet.
All right, Juliet, I had a Miss Zulu. Like I said, I can't remember. All right, fine business, Rick, yeah. Alexa, what's the temperature? We'll find out in a minute.
Good afternoon, John. Right now, it's 72.
72, that's what I thought. It's 72. That's just... Alexa, stop. No, I don't want to get a notification. Not
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing, Tucson. Cold goes right through me, can't deal with it anymore, and there was no reason for me to continue dealing with it after I retired, when geographical considerations could were almost exclusive in determining where I lived, and cost of living, and quality of life, and everything else. So here we are in southern Arizona, Tucson being a little cooler than Phoenix and a little less developed. And Phoenix to me was New York City, heated up, dried out, and moved 2,000 miles to the southwest. I don't knock it. You know, it's the old bloom where you're planted thing. But we had the opportunity to start afresh, and we're very happy here in Tucson. All right. 7-3s then, Rick. JW for you. It'll be QRT, but monitoring.
Okay, you have a good one, and 72 sounds mighty nice. It's 20, I think, here with a wind chill of 9. and we're, I don't think we're halfway through yet. Of course, you know, you lived in the east there for a while there, but I tried getting out of here myself a few times, Alaska, Montana, but you're right, you know, things wouldn't work out. You just don't have the base that you do wherever you grew up kind of thing, you know, and trying to keep jobs. As soon as they found out you weren't born and raised there, they really didn't want to hire you. So I'd always end up back here. But anyway, have yourself a good one, and thank you very much for the QSO. Take care and be careful. KEHWOJ, I'll be clear.
Coffee hasn't kicked in. Told you that before. KW for you, monitoring. W8RJD Mobile.
This is KF8SQN. I'm going to do a test on my handheld radio, but I have some makeshift grounds and stuff for it, so I'm seeing if that works, if that's okay.
Fine, I'm lightly monitoring. I was doing other things. You're coming in fine. If you need me to stick around for a test, no problem. Name is John, location East Tucson. Call King William 4 Uniform.
QSO, my name is Wyatt, and I'm in Emerald City. But right now I'm using Echo Link. It isn't my actual handheld. I'm about 14 miles from the nearest Link computer.
Fine, just a tiny bit of background noise. You're coming in, you're connecting to a friend's computer from 14 miles out. It's wild. Okay.
Yeah, right now I'm using Echo Link. I'm not using my handheld right now. I'm going to, but I was just letting whoever the repeater operator kind of forgot, that I'm going to do that.
I don't believe we have a call sign for you.
I'll say again, what do you mean?
Fine, you are going out over the air, so we need a call sign.
Oh, yeah, I thought I already gave it out, but he probably didn't hear me. It's Kilo Foxtrot 8. Foxtrot, Quebec, November.
Very good. Kilo, Foxtrot, A, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Kilo, November? Yeah, KN? Okay. My brain doesn't work as well as it used to.
Yeah, Foxtrot, Quebec, November. So KFASQN.
Okay, got the middle letter of the suffix wrong. You reminded me. Thanks. Very good, Wyatt. Okay. King William 4, uniform here. We'll just stand by.
QSO, well, it was nice talking to you. I'm going to test out my radio, so I'm going to say 73. Hope to talk to you again, and this is KF8SQN. Clear.
KW4U QRT monitoring. KE8RUH.
W8FU, this is KE8RUH. What's going on?
Man, I was cycling through all the radios. This was the last one I tried. And there is life.
Ah, yes. My digital radios are in my backpack in the backseat of the car. I did not get them out for the drive home. So, luckily, you found me here.
Well, there you go. I got to pull over here in a minute, run into the cigarette store and buy cigarettes, one of my absolute most hated things. I can't stand buying cigarettes. But the option is worse.
Yeah, would you have a unhappy household to come home to if you didn't make that stop?
Not even an option. It's not worth considering. So Wild Bills, here I come. Take my money. Every time I cough over $80, and that's cheap. Those are the cheap ones. Every time I cough up $80 for a carton of cigarettes, you know, it's going to last a little over a week. It just makes me wretch.
Yep, they are not cheap anymore. That's for sure.
All right, let me get in here and get it over with. I'll be back in a minute. W8FU.
All right, I'll be standing by.
Oh, man, these are literally the cheapest smokes you can get. $73 for a carton, and that's with a 50 cents per pack discount.
That is brutal.
I don't know if you've ever smoked. You're, you know, you're at that age where people were still smoking quite a bit, probably in your youth, but old, young enough to where you've seen a lot of world without smoking at all. With me, everybody smoked when I was a kid and young, you know, it was, everybody smoked. And, you know, we knew it wasn't good for us, but not like, you know, it wasn't taboo like it is. I remember when they first started getting no smoking sections, they'd have two tables in the corner of the restaurant for people that didn't smoke, and the whole rest of the place was smoking. It's like, real good for those two tables way in the corner there, getting choked out by all the rest.
Yep, it is a different world these days. Yeah, I remember when still most people smoke. I don't know about everyone, but definitely in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s, everyone still smoked.
Yep, well anyhow, so a carton of Marlboros, if you want a name brand like that, you know, a carton, I think those are up here at $1.20, $1.25. And if God forbid, if you want a premium one, like, what is that, True Spirit or whatever the heck it is, the fancy schmancy ones, God only knows what those things cost. But, yeah, these are like the basics, you know, these are the generics that I'm getting. I get these Sonomas. She likes them, and I put my foot down, and I'm buying Marlboros at 125, so we get the Sonomas at 75. And I still can't stand it. I spend every time I ka-ching that thing, it's like,
a pack of Marlboros is over $12.50 a pack. That's wild. I remember when you could get a pack of Marlboros for $4. You could get Camels and Parliaments for under $4. And Parliaments were always buy two, get one free. So it was like about $3 a pack.
Yeah, you know, I don't really remember how cheap they were. I mean, I want to say they were, that I was around in the in the dollar a pack era, or a little bit even before. But I can't honestly say I was. I just don't recall. I'm sure I was. But I've been smoking since I was a little kid. I was smoking in, like, sixth grade. By the time I got to high school, I was a regular pack-a-day smoker. I was smoking Camel no filters by the time I got out of high school. It was bad.
Yeah, in early, those were the prices in the early 2000s. I would like to know how much of that $7.50 or $12.50 a pack is taxes. I bet the sin tax on those things is 50% of the cost.
Yeah, it could be, because for a while, people were rolling their own. They'd go get the cigarette tobacco and then the papers and the rolling machine and all that. And they'd, you know, with the machine, you know, you'd roll a pretty, they even had the tubes with the filters on them, so you would just fill them, you know, and it worked pretty dang good. And, you know, the machines were frustrating, but if you kept them clean, kept on top of them, they'd pack you a pretty good cigarette. And, you know, the tobacco was pretty good. And I was smoking for a while when that was a thing. And, you know, and then they decided too many people were, you know, that was a loophole. People were getting, I forget what the price was, but, you know, for $20 you'd get like three cartons or 2.5 cartons out of a big, you know, 2-pound bag or whatever the heck it was. So, you know, people were, for $20 to make themselves, you know, well, over two cartons. Well, the state couldn't have that, so they decided to tax the cigarette tobacco at the same level, and all of a sudden it wasn't worth it. You know, it wasn't worth the effort because the price skyrocketed on the tobacco. So now when you go to these places and roll your own, they're selling quote-unquote cigar tobacco, and then people are stuffing it into cigarette tubes, and they're smoking cigar tobacco and cigarette tubes. And it definitely, you know, maybe it's gotten better since I tried it, but it's not good.
I can't imagine it is. It is definitely a habit that I'm happy to be free of. But I still do see people doing it and go, oh, man, that looks like fun.
Yeah, I didn't catch. Were you ever a smoker in any serious fashion?
Yeah, it was my favorite thing to do. I loved it. For the better part of a decade plus, and it has been it's been over 15 years since I've had one. So I am most likely free of the habit forever. Unless I fold and do something dumb.
Well, it's purely up to you at this point. I'm about the same quit for my second major quit. I had a quit of about 7-8 years, and I had one cigarette, and was it that one cigarette? No, but it was. It was that one cigarette. That one. I allowed myself to say, I got this. And have that one. And the one led to, I was back to a pack a day before you could say lickety-split. So I struggled the second time I quit. And the first time I quit cold turkey in 1999. It was Thanksgiving in 1999, and I said, and I had been smoking since, you know, at minimum a pack a day back to the mid-70s. And 1999, just before Thanksgiving, cold turkey, I just quit. I managed to quit for about 8 years. And I let myself, and you know, you're done. You know, 8 years, you're done. So it was all my fault. And boy, the second time was harder quitting. I stayed. I tried the patches, and I tried, you know, some a drug. I forget which one it was, when it gives you 9 years. And finally, I think it was vaping psychologically to let me get off the second time. I used it purely as a mechanism to get off smoking. And it worked. I did that for a few years and got off. Now I've been off for, like you, about 15 years, and I will never go back. I will never touch one to my lips, cigarettes. I can be in a room with people smoking, and I can be around people smoking. Hell, my wife smokes, and she's generally got them one after another, chain smoker, right in the next room. And I'm not even fazed by it. Doesn't even bother me. There still are certain times, hold on. There are still certain times where the conditions are just right, like it's, you know, you're outdoors, it's a real nice day, you know, you're standing around, and, you know, and somebody lights one up, and you think, man, that looks good. You still get that every now and again, but it's pretty rare anymore, and I can pretty much just laugh about it and pass off, but me, I've learned it's like crack. I can't touch it again.
Absolutely. I'm right there with you. It's, I know the things that trigger me for sure. It's long car rides, it's fishing, you know, on the side of a river, and when I go skiing on a chairlift, man, nothing would make me happier than ripping a cigarette, but I'll never do it again. I'd be happy to sit next to somebody that's doing it and talk about it, but I'll never do it again. So, but hey, I just pulled in the driveway. I'm going to get in. I got to get some stuff done, and my daughter's in a play tonight, so got all that to do, and I will try to catch you guys in the morning. And like I said, I got to meet up with Dakota tomorrow, so if we end up doing something about lunch, I will let you know. KE8RUH, I'll be clear on your final.
All right, I'll listen out. I've been... for you guys, I've been flirting with the idea of working from home tomorrow, and that's usually when I start thinking that way, then it becomes a snowball, then an avalanche, and then it's a done deal. But I don't know if I'm gonna, but since I'm already talking about it, there's a good chance I'll be working from home, so I probably won't meet up if that's the case. I don't know. We'll see. Call out. I'll be listening. Catch you later. W8FP.
Sean, I don't know if you're over here. I just, I dropped on FBI. I don't know what's going on.
You here?
Yep, it seems to be back. It picked up on FBI also. That's weird.
All right, yeah. No, I heard everything you said. You said after my final. I just said, I don't know if I'm going to be in tomorrow or not, but I'll be listening for you, and I'll give a call out, and we'll connect if it's in the cards. Later. W8FU.
Ben, KE8RUH.
KABB.
Boogie Boogie.
I was going to say FU, but that would come across as inappropriate, so I won't say that.
But that's the whole point. People are so uncomfortable when they first hear me. They're like, can I even say it?
Yeah, then they get to know you and like, oh, I'm saying it. What's happening? Enjoying this sunlight yet again, another day. Just leaving the office and heading to downtown Rochester for a little retirement reception from somebody in a title company that I've worked with for a long time. So I'm just going to go there and drop off a card and maybe have a bite to eat and a glass of wine and head out.
good. I'm just on my way home. I have to make a stop up here in a little bit and pick up a prescription. 3 days in a row, she calls me at work. Can you stop and get a script on the way home? Yesterday. I go, didn't I just pick one up yesterday? Yeah, well, they got another one. Get a call today. They got another. Like, this is getting old. Anyhow, but I digress. Looking to, got to do that, and otherwise, nothing going on. Debating on a work from home day tomorrow. Got to work, but might work from home because I got a lot of paperwork, computer stuff to do. I can do that from whatever office, even the office.
Yeah. Huh. Well, I've got usual dad stuff in the morning, and I have a 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock sort of online webinar thing that I want to try to see. A website, an organization I'm part of, revamped their website. So everyone has to go in and make new profiles and stuff for their account, and it's a little quirky. So they said, wow, we've got these one-hour sessions that we'll have Q&A live, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, all right, maybe I'll try to do that for tomorrow. It's not urgent, but it's there. But anyhow, otherwise I'll be in the office. And tentatively an afternoon appointment elsewhere, and then I'll be downtown in the evening. So, busy day.
Roger. Well, there you go. All right, come on. This guy, boy, he ain't even aware I'm in the parking lot. Guy walking right in front of my car. He wasn't even aware I was there. That's okay. Holy cow, God darn it. Fourth in line at the drive-thru pharmacy. Ugh.
Well, at least the drive-thru pharmacy line goes fast. Oh, wait. No, it doesn't. Good luck.
Well, I have some blue cheese stuffed olives here, so I won't starve.
Yeah, I don't know what those taste like without a dirty martini wrapped around them.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't have them that way, but I do. I will plunk them into a bloody. So, ooh, bloody sounds good. I haven't had one of those in a while.
Yeah, I was just making small talk. I don't actually care for a martini. And I'm not big on a Bloody Mary either. I don't know. It's never been my thing. Or, nor those crazy ones that have, you know, an entire salad and hamburgers sticking out of them on sticks. It's not my thing. Oh, well. But they look fun. James Bond would be proud.
Something happened to your signal there between they look fun and James Bond would be proud. Your signal got weird. But I like them pretty simple and with a little spicy as far as garnishes. I don't like them too crazy. I like a little bit of something in them, a couple of blue cheese olives, maybe a celery stick, which serves more as I don't eat it, more of a swivel stick. Not a whole lot else. Maybe a pickle spear. But in general, I don't want them too crazy. Yeah, I've seen some of the ones you talked about with, you know, hamburgers and, you know, big slices of ham and just bacon and just, it's unbelievable, pineapple coming out of the top. I've seen so many crazy things. Like, yeah, that's all about the creation, not about the drink. But I do like a pretty simple, spicy one now and again. Damn it. Now I got to go get a mix.
Yeah, run out and get it. I was just commenting that size. How can you not look sophisticated sipping a martini? But that's right, so James Bond would be proud. Anyway, yeah, this is on Rochester Road here, coming up to Rochester Road. So. Not far from the repeater. Who knows what happened? It must have been that.
could be. What was I going to say? I was going to say something. By now you've heard about the breakfast on Sunday. Quite a cruise, but I'm probably going to take it in.
Yeah, and my Sunday is TBD at the moment. It's on the calendar. It's penciled in for breakfast, but I may have to be on the other side of where I live later that morning, and it could be difficult. So it's TBD.
All right. Well, it's on your radar, so I'm going to make every effort. I can't see why I won't make it there. I know what I was going to mention. So I get a call last night from Danny, and he goes, my cat wasn't sick. It just had a kitten.
No.
So by the night was all done, she had three. He was freaking out. They have two rescues. The one was too young to get fixed. So she hit 6 months and all that, had her first heat, and they were trying to get in, and All About Animals, which is significantly more affordable than everywhere else, had a really long waiting list. But they said, so what? They go, they got a male in the house, but he's got a fixed male. You probably know where this story's going already. And then this little one, the new one, you know, which they'll get her fixed as soon as they get their appointment with All About Animals. Well, she's not quite a year old yet, and she's given birth to three, and guess who's got a shit-eating grin on their face and isn't actually fixed?
You know, what is that doctor, I don't remember his name, he was Jeff Goldblum's character in Jurassic Park. I mean, he's like, yeah, nature always finds a way. Well, I'm very happy for their growing family.
Yeah, I told him, I think he has a beef with that rescue that sold him that boy. And if nothing else, they owe him a neutering at minimum. But I'd be a little bit more angry than that. All right, I'm next. I'm up at the window here. If you're still in here when I get done doing my transaction, I'll jump back out. But I will be listening. You can comment, but I may not be able to come back if I'm in the process of, I don't know where they are. They're not here at the window, so I've got a minute, I guess. All right, anyhow, I may be indisposed at the pharmacy.
Yeah, well, it makes sense. I agree with you that they, at a minimum, they owe a neutering, and perhaps more so, you know, some assistance with the little ones, you know, rescue or, you know, getting their shots, that sort of thing. Hopefully they come through. All right, I'll got a couple more miles here to go. I'll listen in case you're when you get back. Okay, BB.
I think the girl bounces back and forth between the drive-thru and the counter, so she's apparently at the counter now. So until she comes back, I guess I'm just hanging at the window. But, yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking, you know, one, a neuter for sure, two, any kind of assistance shots and things like that, you know, assistance placing, you know, the three, because he's in an apartment. He can't have, you know, that would be five cats, you know, so I think they might owe a little help there. Anyhow. He calls me all frantic last night. He's like, she gave birth to a cat. And that happens, Dan. That's kind of what happens. And then he's like, well, what's happening? What do I do? I go, you know what? They've been doing this for a million years. They know what to do. Just step back. Let them do their thing.
Yeah, right. Mama Cat will kick into Mama Cat mode and be Mama Cat. Get her some food and water, and she'll take care of things. Well, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, the logistics of being in an apartment is right. They're going to have to get some help with, you know, shots and rescue or adoption or something like that.
Yeah, that's going to make it a little tricky, and not coming to our place. So,
yeah, he's going to have to figure it out. Whatever. It could be worse things that happen. I just feel bad there's three little kittens in the world. All right, I got to go. I'm up. We'll be in a few.
K8BB.
Okay. Script in hand and on the road again. I've been using the heck out of my FSA card. I misunderstood what an FSA card was, and I didn't get one. And now that I know what it is, I'm so angry. I've been doing this for the last 10 years.
A what card? I don't know what FSA is.
Yeah, I guess there's two programs and they're different from one another. There's FSA and then there's HSA. They're both health, they're both savings. But what an FSA does is one's like carries over and you can put lots of money into it and you carry it over into retirement and things like that, you know, health savings. The FSA is a little different. The FSA is like an account where you agree to have whatever amount of pre-tax income put into this FSA account, and then they give you a debit card, and you use that card for your co-pays, your office visits, your any of your durable goods, anything to do with health or, you know, vision, dental. You use this money, and you put the money on the card pre-tax, and you use it straight up. So you never pay tax on that money. So it's like getting all your medical expenses at, you know, roughly what, like 33% off? Yeah, you know, give or take.
Oh, yeah, FSA. Yeah, FSA is flexible spending account. So, yep, I'm familiar with that now. You know, I don't know if we, I don't think we used it. I think we did, and you're right. That particular one does not roll over. So you've got to use it, you know, whatever you allocate through the year, you have to use it that year. And if you don't, it goes away or something. And so I know that a couple of years ago we had a situation at the end of the year. We're like, we got this money and a month to spend it. So it's like, oh, well, better go get glasses, better get prescription sunglasses, you know. But there was some urgency to spend some of that money. I don't think we do HSA, but I don't know. I don't pay attention to any of this stuff. I ought to, but I'm oblivious.
Well, Stephen takes care of it, so you're all set. But I was always thinking HSA, and I thought, oh, I really don't need that. I've got, you know, really good health care and retirement and all this stuff, and I'm not going to blah, blah, blah. And I guess I just never really looked into it. Now, I may find out that I should have been doing that, you know, and I may, you know, regret not doing that. In fact, you know, probably would have paid, you know, Medicare deductibles or something, you know, come to find out, which I just found out about. You know, those are going to be sizable. And so I'm probably going to be angry I didn't get that one as well. But anyhow, yeah, we're using it. And, you know, you got to be careful. Yeah, you don't want to put too much in there, but I know where the amount I'm doing, I know for sure we'll use it. It's, you know, I'll probably even up it. That's if I'm even there long enough to do that. All right, I'm just pulling up here at home. Got to grab the mail back in and then get inside the house. You got to be pretty close as well. After yours, I'm going to clear, though. W8FU.
Okie dokie. Yep, I'm getting pretty close. 73K8BB.
Well, I don't know who did it, but the guy across the street, somebody, one of his buddies, something, all got trucks, four-wheel drive, big trucks, and one of them looks like he got in the snow on the woman across the street's property. And now that the snow's down a little bit, I can see, oh, it tore it up. Yikes.
Whoopsie.
All right, catch ya. Delegate if you.
Alrighty. K-A-B-B.
Hey,
Roger.
This is KSA-SQN listening. This is KF8FQN, listening. KF8FQN, clear.
Mobile.
what I am, on my way home. You finally home, Dakota? Or Anthony? T-C-H-K-2. That mobile. KCHKJL.
At ADF, I'm back, I think.
Yeah, let's see how well I'm getting in. Where am I at? Oh, look here.
Sound fine if you're going into the Mayville machine.
Yeah, I'm on the Mayville machine, but I sound all crackly. Where am I at? Lake Pleasant Road. Let me try swapping the sticks on the roof. Oh, that's better. KCHKJL. Are you still out there, Dakota? Well, I got the Mayville machine, and I think I'm hitting it. Hey, DBF, KCKGL, can you hear me okay now, Dakota?
N-A-W-R-O.
N-A-W-R-O, KCKGL. How's it going, Tim?
Doing good, Tom. I just wanted to confirm. I'm looking at the dashboard, and yeah, you are hitting the Mayville machine, and signal is good.
Which is so odd because the return, it's staticky, and I swapped the antennas again. I took off the trans, put back on the diamonds.
Yeah, I was listening to some of your QSOs earlier this morning. Or today, and they're making some adjustments there on antennas. I got to do the same thing, to be honest with you. I don't like the antennas that I have. And not to mention, I'd like to adjust my garage door so it opens up just a little bit more so I can get into the garage without catching the antenna.
Well, I'm in Imlay City, and I'm trying to hit the Mayville, but I swapped it back to my Diamond. Seems like it's a little bit better compared to that tram that I ordered, like Wally did, to give it a test run.
Yeah, you get a little bit of crunchiness there, but you're perfectly readable in the Mayville. You are in the Mayville.
I might just stick with the Diamond and then put this tram on the Hyundai, you know, once I get to time or whatever and get another power connection to get the radio installed.
Copy that. You're planning to be at the breakfast on Sunday, right?
The bells and whistles of my wife and my daughter.
All right, if you don't mind, I'm going to give my sidecar to you from my Cisco phone. And the technician over at the company in Troy there says, just have one of the other guys, just plug it into your phone. It should light up. You don't even have to put it together or anything. And if it doesn't light up, then it's the sidecar. If it does light up, then it's my phone.
Are you still having issues with your sidecar? It's not lighting up?
Yeah, copy that. I went through everything, and it's troubleshooted to the point we can't do anything more. I even called a tech over there at Metroline, and they'll replace it, but in an ideal world, it'd be nice to find out and confirm that it is indeed the side card. I even got another jumper, 6-place, 6-10 jumper for the modular jack there. And even that didn't work, so we believe it's the sidecar, but we need somebody to test it. All you have to do is plug it into your phone, and you don't have to program it or anything. It should light up. If it doesn't light up, then that means the sidecar is bad.
Yeah, I could definitely pick it up on Sunday and plug it into mine, because I got probably about 12 of them already programmed in the sidecar, so I'll unplug mine and plug yours in and see what it is.
NAWRO, yep, that's where I was going with that. If you wouldn't mind doing it, I'll bring it to, I put it in a smaller box. It's just the sidecar and a couple of jumpers. I got the one that they gave us, they gave me with the phone. And I also got a one-foot one that I bought, and if you wouldn't mind testing both of them. You know, assuming it works, just test both the jumpers. And you don't have to program it or anything. They said it should light up. It should power up. If it does, then we know something's wrong, probably with the jack on my phone. If it doesn't, then I'll just return it. I'll just have them send me the box to return it.
Yeah, that's not a problem. Yeah, I'll grab it on Sunday, and then I'll unplug mine and plug yours in and see what happens.
Copy that. All right, Tom, you're getting close to home, coming up the north way, I assume, on 69, I presume. And I'm going to kind of get ready for the net. We're already disconnected over on the 7.2.
Yeah, sounds good. I got 18 miles till I hit my CTH, so that says 18:51 arrival.
All right. Safe travels for the last little bit for today, and hope to see you on the net or hear you on the net. This is NAWRO after you.
Sounds good. I will be down there in about 30. 73 for now. CTH, KKL.
Dead mobile.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot, Quebec, November, listening. This is KFA-FQN. I don't know if it's a hot mic or not, but if you were trying to make it in the repeater, I just didn't hear anything. I didn't hear your voice. I just heard background noises. KF8 clear. Or KF8-FQN clear.
At mobile.
Good afternoon.
driving around here in Dearborn. Boy, go ahead and get off that road. A lot of potholes.
Oh, really? I haven't been down there in a while. Yeah, good morning to you, too. What are you doing, coming home from work? Over?
Working afternoons. I work in afternoons early. I work midnight shift.
Oh, are you going to work now or are you coming home? I'm confused.
Yeah, I've already been at work. I got there at 7 and now I'm in between buildings. I'm driving over to the glass house.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I see. Yeah, I just got home myself a few minutes ago. It's been a long day.
Very good. Where are you at?
Well, right now I'm at home in Harrison Township, but I work out by Milford, almost out there by the Tech Center, not the Tech Center, the GM Proving Ground, almost that far out, yes.
You're in Harrison, you said?
Harrison Township, by Mount Clemens. Over.
Oh, okay, very good. All right, I understand. I thought you were, like, way up north.
No, not Harrison, Michigan. Harrison Township, near Mount Clemens. And I'm on the KC-8 UMP, the UMP repeater right now. Which repeater are you on? Over.
Yeah, LTF.
Okay, yeah, that's a good, that thing's got a good footprint, man. That thing goes all over the place. You're sounding really good.
I just think this is a Detroit 1 KG8H.
Yep, NABZR for ID. These linked repeaters are really something. I am totally amazed. When I got into this ham stuff, I thought I was going to be like talking with walkie-talkies and simplex. And here we're talking all over the state with these repeaters. I think this awesome system that Sean put up. Over.
Oh, yeah. I'll be back in a couple of minutes. I got to go quick play the lotto here. KG8HZ.
Okay, KG8HZ. This is NABZR. Saying 73s, and we're listening.
KG8HZ Mobile.
KG8HZ Mobile, this is NABZR.
Yeah, so my audio sounds okay?
Yeah, it sounds really good. It's just a little bit on the weak side. But it's very clear and very readable. Over.
Okay, yeah, they said it was too loud this morning, and I went and looked into the settings on my radio, in the back files, and sure enough, it was on high. I don't know why. it was like, I have to look around and try and find it. I found the setting for it, and I turned it back to normal.
Yeah, it sounds real good. I hear you in the morning talking to Sean and Dakota and Anthony and all those guys. I hear you talking there quite often. I'm usually too busy to talk in the morning, so I just listen. Over.
Oh, yeah, I understand. Yeah, a couple people said it was too loud, so I thought, I better go look in the menu and see if I could find that setting. And I found it, and so I don't know why it was on high, but I turned it down.
Yeah, that's good. We'll leave it right where it's at. My problem, I found that I was I'm a new ham, you know, and I was screaming in the radio. I was holding the radio up too close when I'm on DMR. And on DMR, everybody was saying I was way too loud. I was over-modulating. So I've learned to hold the thing about 8 inches away and stop screaming in the microphone. How do I sound to you, over?
Oh, yeah, you sound fine.
Yeah, I'm on a handy talkie here, an HT. I got the Baofeng DM32, and it's DMR and analog. And I got a little bit of an extended antenna, and I'm just laying here on the couch, and I think the repeater's out over my right shoulder. So I think we're pretty close to hitting it. So, yeah, what kind of radio are you on, over?
Yeah, this is a Yaesu FTM-100D.
Okay, I'm going to probably have to get something like that because everybody's telling me that my radio sounds too weak and too low, the one in my mobile. I'm having problems with my mobile. I couldn't get through to anybody today. So I come home here and I get on the HT and I'm able to talk to everybody.
Oh, okay, very good. Yeah, I got the open spot. I bought the open spot 4 so I could get into digital again. I had an open spot before, and my son wanted to use it. So the heck with that. I'll just go buy another one. So it came from Lithuania, I think. Yeah, I ordered it over the weekend, and it showed up yesterday. So, I showed up on Tuesday, and I talked to Sean, and I went through the procedure there to get it hooked up and whatever. The radio I was using the ICOM 52 Alpha, and I can't find the manual for it. So I went on to DX Engineering, I printed out a new one. Well, I'm gonna print it out tonight here at work. I think it was 62 pages or something.
Are you using it for DMR or are you using it for something else?
Guess with the open spot you can use. You can cross modes or whatever. I don't know. I'll get to find out. But I was using it for D-Star, but I forgot how to manipulate the thing. I got to read through the manual and try and remember what all the functions and buttons do.
Yeah, I hear you. I know what you mean. I just got my hotspot working here not too long ago, maybe about a month ago. And I got a, jumbo hotspot or something. You know, it's on a Pi Star Zero computer. And, once I got it working, it was working great, and I haven't touched it. Over.
Oh, yeah, okay. KG88. Well, I don't know about the Chinese stuff. Well, maybe some of it. But DX Engineering, if they... on their website, and you can download the manual or download it and save it on your computer and print it out whenever you get around to it or whatever. So keep that in mind. They're like the source for all kinds of different data and different brands and stuff. And they sell just about everything.
Yeah, I'll have to do that. I'll keep them in mind. I have to get some more familiar with that site, DX Engineering. I'll have to go look at them and see what they got over there.
Yeah, another one that's kind of interesting is Gigaparts. Just Gigaparts, they're giving away the, they got a sweepstakes for the 7200. They're giving that away. And it's free to all. You just go look at the top of their web page and look for the sweepstakes thing. You click on that, and you got to put in your email address, your cell phone, or whatever phone number you want to get contacted at, and your call sign. And I don't know if they do it once a month. They do it a couple times a year. They give away a free radio. And apparently it's with the amount of sales that they do, because they're in a bunch of stuff, photography, 3D printing. They're in a bunch more stuff than DX Engineering is. And apparently with their profits and stuff, they can afford to give away like 4 radios a year.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. Do you have to buy anything, or can you just enter into the sweepstakes? Over.
Yeah, you just go on there and create an account. I've got an account there, username and password. You create an account, and then you go on to their sweepstakes thing, and, well, you could try it without me creating an account, see if it works. But you go on to their sweepstakes thing, you put in your call sign, you put in the email address you want them to contact you at, and a phone number. And then they have like a bonus question. They'll ask you something about the radio, or they'll ask you something about something or another. I usually I'll just go over to Google and look it up.
Awesome. Well, I don't know how old you are, but man, I remember back when I was a kid, there were ham shops everywhere. Everywhere you looked, there were ham shops and TV shops and places like Radio Shack and stuff. And you could, you know, if you needed something, you just run out and buy it, you know, you just buy it, you know, locally. Now you got to deal with all these online companies because there ain't nobody left. Over.
Oh, yeah, I hear you. Junior high school, I remember going into Radio Shack. That was in the mid-70s. And the corner drugstore there, they had a tube tester. And, yeah, there were there was radio stuff all over the place. Well, anyway, I got to get out of here. I got to call this guy that's on the boiler in 5 minutes and let him know he can take off. So, nice to talk to you, and have a good evening, KG8HZ.
Okay, KG8HZ, it was nice talking to you, too. Maybe we'll talk to you again in the morning here sometime when you're coming home from work, when I hear you in the morning. Okay, 73, this is NHDZR, and we are listening.